At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 KFrog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The West Region Little League Golf Tournament is held annually the Friday before the start of the West Region Little League Baseball Tournament, and this year, it'll be held on Friday, August 1st at Arrowhead Country Club in San Bernardino. The golf tournament is a fundraiser to support the teams and volunteers and aid in the maintenance of the Al Houghton Stadium and the West Region Headquarters Complex in San Bernardino. The West Region Little League Baseball and Softball Tournaments are aired nationally on ESPN and are the last step before the Little League World Series. The entrants to the regional tournaments are the state champions from 12 western states. Here to tell us more is Alan Pryor, District Administrator for California Little League District 43 and Resource Development Director for Arrowhead United Way, Tanya Rhodes Hensley. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us on. We appreciate it.
Good morning.
Start by giving us an overview of the West Region Little League Golf Tournament. When and where does it take place and who usually participates?
So the tournament's going to be on Friday morning, August the 1st. The participants really come from all over the country. We have people signed up from Washington, Nevada already. Most of the people that play in the golf tournament are from the Inland Empire area, obviously, because that's where we're at. But it's really a community event. We have people that come up from San Diego, Orange County, LA, Ventura, from all over the region.
How did the tradition of holding the golf tournament the Friday before the baseball tournament begin?
Starting the tournament on Friday is actually a more recent event. We used to have a longer tournament, baseball tournament, and there was a rain delay day built into the schedule, and that used to be the day of the golf tournament. When Little League expanded the field for the Little League World Series, we now send three teams to the World Series instead of just one. That allowed a shorter time frame for that tournament, so we decided to move it to the Friday before as a good way to kick off the Little League tournament and welcome the families back to San Bernardino.
What's the significance of the West Region Little League baseball and softball tournaments, and how do they fit into the larger Little League World Series picture?
The Little League World Series is a really special event. It's the only true sporting event that crowns a true world champion every single year. And the regional tournament is the last step before the World Series level. So ABC started airing Little League World Series on the Wide World of Sports back in the 50s. And Little League just grew from there exponentially. And it created a true world event. So any community from anywhere in the world can enter this. They can charter with Little League Baseball, whether they're in Africa or North Carolina, here in Southern California, no matter where it's at. It's an available program.
What I love about the Western Region Tournament is it incorporates 12 states. So when you look at it, we get families over and over again from Hawaii that they've generationally been part of this tournament, Alaska, Washington, Idaho. And so it really is a diverse group of people from our area coming together just to celebrate kids and look at how to uplift them and take them forward to the next level. And so you start seeing that sense of community year after year of families that have been a part of this come together. And it's very uplifting.
What kind of national attention do the West Region tournaments receive? And what is that like knowing that it's aired on ESPN?
Well, so that's really the heart of it. Every single game is aired on ESPN, whether that be on their streaming platform, ESPN Plus, which is a lot of the early round games. But the championship rounds, they all air on either ESPN or ESPN2. And so that really gives an amount of exposure that no other youth program really has. It's really a special way to celebrate these kids and show talent from communities all over the country.
It gives them a hope, really, I would say, because, you know, these kids, they come, they play their hearts out, and then to come to California or Southern California or from Nevada, from Montana, they may have never been here. And so they're here, they're a part of that culture, and then all of a sudden they're making it to the next level, and they get to go to Williamsport, which is even bigger for them. That's like, you know, I went to the College World Series a couple of years ago when Cal State went out to North Carolina and watched them. For them, that was huge. Can you imagine being 12 years old and having that happen and moving forward? So I just think it really gets the heart of our kids, and it gives them that hope of, I could be an MLB player one day. I could be this, you know, I could travel. I can do all these things that they may not get a chance to do.
I think it also gives them the experience of kind of being an MLB player in that way. They're interviewed for ESPN. They get to do on-air things. They get to see their name and face. And it's a memory that they're going to have forever. And it's really recorded. And it's something that kids will remember for forever. There was a kid from the Parkview team, which is down in San Diego, that won the World Series, I think, back in 2012. And he was a speaker at our National Congress a couple years ago. And he just talked about it. He's in the media business now. He's a reporter down in San Diego. He was just talking about how being a member of a Little League World Series team is something that follows you your whole entire life. You can put that on your resume. It's something that if you play Pop Warner football or basketball or any other kind of youth sport, they don't have that same exposure in that way where it's going to follow them forever. And, you know, whether that be good or bad. You know, there's been 30 for 30 ESPN specials on Little League teams. There was one on the team from Washington that beat the Chinese Taipei team. It was a huge deal. Chinese Taipei at that time had won, I think, 7 or 8 Little League World Series in a row, and it was a huge deal. If you're familiar with Sean Burroughs, who was a former Major League Baseball player, he was a just monster in Little League. He's one of the only kids that's ever won 2 Little League World Series in back-to-back years, and he just passed away recently. But the thing that led his obituary was that he was a Little League World Series champion. It's something that's going to follow these kids for the rest of their lives.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but was it Eastvale that won last year?
Yeah, so they didn't win the regional tournament, but they were our Southern California representative. They made it to the championship game. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for them, but it was great having Eastvale in the tournament last year. For their games, we had 8,000 to 10,000 people in the stadium. I don't think people realize that the stadium is as large as it is if you've never been there.
I'm speaking with Alan Pryor, District Administrator for California Little League District 43, and Tanya Rhodes Hensley, Resource Development Director for Arrowhead United Way. Why is San Bernardino such a special place for this regional tournament?
Well, the regional tournament is here in San Bernardino for a multitude of reasons, but really it's the city leaders back in the late 40s and 50s really embraced the league before anybody else. San Bernardino actually chartered the very first Little League in the entire western United States. So we were the very first place to have Little League west of the Rocky Mountains. We were the second league to have Little League west of the Mississippi River. The story goes that Carl Stotts, who was the founder of Little League, made a road trip. I've actually met his daughter, and she talked about this. She stopped in Texas, met with people there in Texas, chartered the team there, and then came out here, met with the people here in San Bernardino, and they committed to it wholeheartedly. They had found out about it through a newsreel in like 1948-49 about the Little League World Series, and they reached out to the folks there in Pennsylvania, and they graciously came out here, met with them, and by 1950, we had a Little League here.
And I'm going to tell you, growing up in San Bernardino, every summer we would go out there and watch the games. My brother played on all-star teams, and that was the big thing. That was like going to a Major League Baseball game for us in our community. The whole community came out. Everybody wanted to see the games. It didn't matter who the teams were. If it was a local team, even better. But you would literally see all your friends, their families. Like, it was a big deal to go to the games every summer and watch the kids play. And people would plan trips to Williamsport. Like, I can remember as a little kid, my brother was probably 9 years old the first time he played, which means I was like 6. I remember going and watching him play there and what a big deal that was.
Talk about the impact that an event like this has on the local community, like economically, but also emotionally.
Economically, there was a study that this is when San Bernardino still had the Economic Development Agency. And so this is kind of old data. But they had estimated at that point, I think this was like 2010-ish, it was about $10 million worth of revenue that came from families that came here. They have to stay in a hotel, eat here, do all the other things, accoutrements. So it's a big economic generator, too, for the city of San Bernardino and for the area in the surrounds. I think just in terms of emotionally or just in terms of civic pride, it's something that very few communities in the country have, where we have literally ESPN here in our backyard every single year coming back to showcase our community and showcase what we offer.
One thing that I really want to talk about that is getting added as another layer to this is San Bernardino has a grant out right now. It's called Love Your Block Grant. And when that came out, I really wanted to do something with it. And so I called Alan and I said, okay, you're one of the people I bounce things off of. I want to look at a mural. What do you think? And he said, I think we need to look at doing something up at Western Regionals, because Western Regionals gets about 10,000 people a year. They get ESPN. People come from all these 12 states, and it would be a great way to tie everything together with our community. And for every dollar you spend on arts, $3 comes back to the community. So I said, okay, I have an idea. How about unity in the game? And so he loved it. I have an artist I've done a lot of work with that's a muralist in San Bernardino and Riverside. He's a graduate from Cajon High School. Darren Villegas, he's phenomenal. And I called him up and I said, what do you think? And he said, yes. And so I wrote the grant, said, we're not only exposing positive of San Bernardino to our area, we're exposing it to 12 Western states and we're including them. And we're doing a kid component. And so wrote the grant, got the grant, you know, and from there, Western Region said they would match it. So you kind of ask where some of that funding goes. So some of the golf tournament funding will go to that mural and making it a bright spot for San Bernardino for people to come take a photo in front of and just showcase our city even more and how positive it is.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't realize about Little League is that it's really volunteer ran. I mean, there are some employees that work for the company that help organize and everything else, but like our regional tournament, there's only about five or six people there that are actually employed by Little League Baseball. Everyone else there, there's probably about 50, 60 volunteers that come to work the tournament. We have people that literally come from all over the Western United States. They take their vacation here in San Bernardino to work this tournament, to work as event staff or work in a snack bar or work as umpires. Umpires get a lot of grief, but these guys are... they are super dedicated, number one, to their craft. I know quite a few of them. They put in so many hours. And then what people don't realize is they pay to come here to San Bernardino. Little League does not pay for them. Mm. They're not compensated anyway. They get a free meal every day, you know, a couple of meals. They get a bed, and that's it. And so we have guys that are coming from Arizona. I know we have some Washington guys this year on the crew. There's literally people that come from all over the country to come work this tournament. And that's a really special thing to you create new family, new community, and within that framework. And so that's another thing that makes it really special.
What would you say to someone who's never been to a Little League regional game or golf event? Why should they come out this year?
For the regional tournament, the Little League baseball and the Little League softball tournament itself, number one, I want to remind everybody, this is free. We don't charge you an admission fee. You can come, bring a sign, get yourself on ESPN, and just have a good time. It's really a great hometown experience. If you've never been to the stadium, it's up in the North Fairmont area of San Bernardino, and it's a true stadium. It's a concrete bowl that was built in the 50s, and it's capacity is about 12,000 people there. And it's really impressive to see it. The kids are so impressed when they come and see it. And it's really taken care of with pride. That's where the funds for the golf tournament go to help. And that's in the facility maintenance and different projects like we're doing with the mural with Tanya. But like last year, we bought new water fountains and we did some improvements on some of the golf carts that are there. We've done other things. We planted a new flower bed to beautify the area. We bought shade for some of our spectators, especially in the softball tournament. There's a few less spectators for that one. We're hoping to get more people out there to support these kids like they do for baseball. But we bought shade and tents for that. this is where it goes. It goes all back to that facility, to back to this tournament, and to the volunteers that work it, and to the kids that get to play there.
In terms of the golf tournament, is this more of a competitive spirit, or is it like a fun, community-friendly day on the course?
It's just a good time. You know, we do get some trophies out, so if that matters to you, you know, feel free to go out there and put some ringers together and go for it. But it's really just a good time. Mike Canoe, who's a local comedian and the voice of the 66ers, our minor league team here in San Bernardino, he comes and he emcees the event. Mike and I also worked together a few years ago to do what we call the heckle hole. Mm-hmm. So if you've ever watched TikTok or something where they do the back off challenge, it's basically the idea. And Mike comes out there, roasts our golfers. It's just a great time. We have a lot of great sponsors who have come, put up money. Frankly, I think for the dollar amount of the tournament, the golf tournament we put on, we give a good value back to the people who come out and golf.
What does this tournament mean to you personally?
The baseball tournament and the softball tournament mean a lot to me personally. I've been involved with Little League Baseball for 29 years as a volunteer. I played it as a kid. When I was a kid, my dad was in the Air Force. And Little League was a place where I got to meet friends and make new friends every year when we moved. I lived in so many different places. I think I lived in like 8 or 9 different states when I was a kid. I've lived in New Jersey and Michigan and Texas and Northern California and all these other different places. And that's what Little League means to me. That's why I continue to give back. It's also a way for me to connect with my dad. I think so many people have a connection to baseball through their father or through their mother in some cases. It's through their family. It's something that we all have a common passion for. We can share that with our next generation. It's something that, you know, a kid can talk to their granddad about or their dad about. That's a space where people come together and really creates a lasting memory. Anybody that's seen Field of Dreams, that's really what the movie's about. And I think everybody connects to that movie for that reason. It's because they have their own personal story that connects it, and they understand it in a deep emotional level of that relationship. That baseball's the medium, but it's really about family and community and bringing people together.
For me, it's a sense of community. And what I do as a person, I retired a little bit younger than a normal person would, and I have been full force in community. So it was the ability to bring Rotary out and work on something with Arrowhead United Way, with Little League, and come together and look at how we foster kids and families and all of those things. And so I grew up watching my brothers play. I did a different sport, but it was that concept that I still love it. I still love to watch kids play baseball. I remember sitting behind the plate in chanting different things that now you are not allowed to do at all. But that concept, that it was funny at the time, you know, from a kid's perspective. And so it's just that concept, that sense of community that it brings together is so important. And being able to do the golf tournament and work with him on it and come in and make things happen, for me, that's what's important, seeing people come together.
Yeah, community is really the name of the game for us. It's one of our 5 pillars of Little League. It's one of the values that we're trying to promote and grow. Baseball started as town ball back in the, whatever it was, 1800s. And it was a way for families to come together on a Sunday and play the game. And really, Little League is reflective of that. It's families from all over your community that come together for a common goal. They put these teams together. The kids go out and compete. But we're really there to try to teach lessons about life to these kids through baseball. And I think people who love the game understand that baseball is unique in the way it's really about failure. You fail far more times than you succeed in it. And teaching kids to basically get back up there and keep swinging is what we're there for. Teaching that value is something that, you know, I'm personally passionate about. I know that everybody else in this program is passionate about. And that's why we give up our summers for this. My wife is mad at me right now because we didn't go to Hawaii this year, but instead I'm here in San Bernardino still. But it's just something that we're so passionate about, and that's why we do it, is to pass those lessons on, to make sure the kids have an opportunity to learn the values that we had. And it's really, in our country today, you know, there's so many spaces now that don't exist anymore for that community. But Lily is still here, still doing that, bringing families together for common goal, common good.
About a year ago, we had one of our little league venues that was broken into. And when they broke into it, the water got in and completely decimated it. And it was one that's on Route 66 in a rough part of town. And he called me and he said, hey, can you come look at this with me? And I said, yeah, let's look at it. So we went out there and we met with like the league president for that venue and some different things. And I said, what's the goal? Obviously, you want it fixed, but what's really going on here? So we started looking at the decline in numbers that they had. We started looking at they didn't have the participation from the kids, the families, the parents. Well, I was an educator for 27 years. And one of the biggest things that you can do is to keep kids in school, you keep them buying into whatever's going on. So the same concept, to keep kids in the community, to keep them prospering, to keep them winning, you look at how you do that. So we really got to work in bringing in some different community members that had the name, had the funds, different aspects of it, even though they might not have been from that part of town, to completely rebuild the snack bar, the inside, the boxes, everything that they needed to be able to be functional. And now a year later, they're thriving. And it's looking at coming and bringing those kids and those families back. And the one thing I want to say in sports, you know, my kids played water polo and they swam. And if you look at it, they're similar. They're in the water. They're just, you know, it's like soccer in the water kind of, or baseball, however you want to say it. It's kind of a combination of both. But you look at it and you look at the fact that it's when you fall, you get back up one more time. It's one more hit. It's one more out. It's one more base. And when you start giving them that concept and just breaking it down where they can understand it and they can start to thrive instead of the bigger picture of the pressure of I've got to win, right? It's how do you give them the concept that it's okay to fall? You just have to get back up.
Yeah, I think Tanya really hit the nail on the head here. That is literally why we do this, is teach these values to these kids. To see it is will give you passion. If you've ever coached a team, you know what I'm talking about. Once you see a kid connect and click and learn something you just taught them, you know, whether that be swinging a bat, throwing a ball, running track, swimming, whatever it is, that connection is something that's there. I used to coach, and a lot of the kids that I coach, the boys that I coach, they're all grown men now. I tell the story about a kid who I had coached, I think, when he was 9 or 10 years old. And I was mowing my lawn one day, and he's walking up the street to go to the corner store, and he's pushing a baby carriage. So he's a full-grown man with a beard and everything else. And he sees me and says, hey, Coach Allen. And I still to this day don't even know who the kid was, because he was full-grown at that point. But, you know, I said hello, and we talked a little bit. And just knowing that it had an impact on his life was another reason why this program is so great and why youth sports is so great. And I think participation in youth sports overall has kind of gone down, especially since the pandemic. And I know ESPN right now is funding a big project, and Major League Baseball is involved with this, and a lot of other professional sports programs, and it's about bringing sports back. And the studies have shown that the kids that participate in youth sports grow up to become leaders in our communities, whether that be being managers of their business or creating businesses or going into politics and becoming political leaders or school administrators or different things. Kids that participate in youth sports are more successful on average than kids who don't. They learn these values from us, and it's a great, fun way to do that. And that's why we all do this.
The golf tournament takes place on Friday, August 1st. How can someone register for the tournament, or are there other ways that they can get involved?
Sure. So if you'd like to participate in the golf tournament, you can go to wrllgolf.com. So it's Western Region Little League Golf.com. And you can find my contact information there. That we still have space for golfers. We have foursomes available. We also have sponsorship opportunities if you'd like to donate. If you own a business or have something you'd like to donate, donate as a service, we'd love to raffle it off, and we can take those donations in kind as well. If you'd like to come out and volunteer and just help out with the golf tournament, that would be great. As far as the baseball and the softball tournament goes, the softball tournament's actually just started yesterday. So if you'd like to come out and watch those games, those are going on right now. The baseball tournament will start on August the 2nd. You can come out and see those games. Once again, it's absolutely free for you to come. Free parking, free admission. If you want to buy a hot dog, that is a couple bucks. So
one thing that I want to say is we could always use sponsors. We can always use people willing to do a whole sponsor, a major sponsor, all of those things. So if you're a company and you want to bring some golfers out, or you want to sponsor, you know, the hats or whatever they have this year, then please reach out to Alan at WRLL Golf. Say the rest of it.
WRLLgolf.com.
There you go. And let him know you want a sponsor. I know one of our major sponsors this year wasn't able to do it, and that's really hurt our numbers a lot. And so usually someone that brings a lot of people and a lot of money to the table, he wasn't able to do it this year, which is really sad because we always enjoy that consistency. So if anyone out there says, hey, I believe in Little League and I want to give these kids the confidence, let us know.
Yeah, if you want more information about the baseball and softball tournament specifically, you can go to littleleague.org and find out that. You can also find the TV schedule for ESPN there as well.
I've been speaking with Alan Pryor, District Administrator for California Little League District 43, and Tanya Rhodes Hensley, Resource Development Director for Arrowhead United Way. Any final message for us about supporting youth sports or just joining the fun in August?
Giving back to your community, however you want to do it, is, I think, vital for just our society. Youth sports is just a fun way to do it. Everybody loves, whether it be pickleball or baseball or basketball, you know, whatever sport that you enjoy, it's a great way to give back to kids and teach them and pass that along. And I can't express, if you've never done it, the enjoyment and the just personal satisfaction that you get out of that. So for me, I guess that's the heart of it. That's why I know that I personally keep doing it. I know so many of my friends, that's why we keep doing it. It's not always easy. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. It's worth the time that you put into it. So find your local Little League. Go and volunteer. And I want to express this too, that Title IX, I believe the 50th anniversary was last year or the year before, and there's so many women that are out there, I think, are reticent to get into coaching or umpiring or being officials. Because even in today's society, sometimes we feel like, well, that's a man's thing. Little League is very inclusive. We love to have you. Come and teach and be a coach. My stepmom was a coach when I was a kid, and my dad's passed away. But truthfully, I probably learned more from my mom than I did from my dad. She was a great softball player when she was growing up. And whether you're man or woman, mom or dad, get out there, help, do your part. And I think you'll see it pay dividends in both your kids and in your community.
For me, I'm going to say play golf. Sponsor, get out there on August 1st and join us. Let us know you heard us on KFrog. And then the other thing I'm going to say is, let's play ball.
And tell us again where we can go to get more information.
So for the golf tournament, go to wrllgolf.com. For the Little League baseball and softball tournaments, you can go to littleleague.org.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And I hope these events are very successful.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.